name is Juliet De Jesus Alejandre, and I'm an education organizer at Logan Square Neighborhood Association. We're part of the Voice Coalition. It's targeting the dropout rate, the crisis that we have in our dropout, in our dropout factories, right, in our city. And so we're one of seven organizations, and at one point there was 12 high schools involved in the research, and we've been in the implementation where it's student recommendations, what they found out. And really it's all about relationships. So students found out that people are more likely to drop out when they don't have strong relationships connecting them to the school, and that can help them through difficult times in their own lives, and continue to motivate them. And so the number, we work with students to implement things like retreats and mentoring, peer mentoring programs. I've also worked on truancy. So we have moms who go out and do home visits to the families of truant students, and really trying to reach out to families who are struggling alone. You know, a lot of times they're dealing with like their lights being shut off and or a parent being deported, and really don't understand or have help, or you know, where to go for help. So it's really, our campaigns are about leadership, I would say, you know, within the school, within the community, and what is our responsibility to each other. Restorative Justice came out of our work with the Social Justice Academy. It's a small program within the school. And we're teachers, we're interested in creating an alternative to the ROTC program, because at that point, the only program that seemed to have really good attendance and some kind of energy was the ROTC program. And so they were like, why is that? So when they started asking students, they found out that there were leadership opportunities for students. They were able to, you know, like serve at a march, or, you know, serve water somewhere, or to parents at a meeting, or, you know, things like that. And then there was also just kind of like this idea of like a movement that they were able to move up in rank. And so they kind of took those ideas of service, and they said, well, what if we created these kind of opportunities, but for community? And so since they knew LSNA's work, they asked us to come on as a community partner, because they thought it would be important, you know, for the students to be able to like have some hands-on work in the community. And so since then, we do some Esther Long projects with the students and with the teachers, and usually it's around what the students think is an important problem in their community that needs to be addressed. And so violence often comes up, community violence, gang violence, interpersonal violence, as well as the dropout rate, housing has come up. And so then we create projects that connect students to ongoing work in the community. But it was on one of our violence projects that we really became, we were like, okay, you know, violence is such a huge topic, huge, right? Like racism, like poverty. And so how do we help the students to feel hopeful about it? So we began looking for articles on different community-based solutions. And so we found an article on peace circles. And that's, to me, when I found that article, it seemed to me like this idea of community sitting down with a student, and looking at that young person not as a troublemaker, but as a member of their community. And that it was just as much the adult's responsibility to help that student as it was the student, him or herself, to change, right? To recognize what had happened. But that to see that when young people are in trouble, it's also a symptom that the community is broken in some way. And so then we as adults and elders need to help fix that, you know? And so in my youth organizing work, it for me was the missing link. Like, I felt like that was what I had been missing, because it was up until then I felt frustrated because I didn't really find a way to talk about values, like who we are, what's important for us, what should we be striving for, what's possible for us, how can we change. I didn't figure out yet a way to have like those deeper level conversations in my organizing work with youth. Like, it felt very much kind of like, what's the problem and what are the tactics? And so it's kind of felt like on some level, like those things I think are very important, but I felt like I wasn't able to get to, you know, fundamentally, essentially who a person was.
Yeah.
Where I think change happens, you know?
Yeah.
Real change happens, long-term change happens. And so we started experimenting with these circles right away, and it became very apparent to me that training was fundamental. I think it's really important that something that you get from training is that you need to build faith in the strength of a circle, that anything could be held in a circle, that it could hold anger and it could hold pain, it could hold tears. But it takes 4 days of training to do that. And little by little, after training, we were so convinced that it was such a simple thing, but such a revolutionary thing to do. And that she and I were really committed to circling people at all different levels, youth, teachers, other organizers, people in our community, parents, because that in order I felt like it just helped us to be better organizers. If we understood what made us tick and what made other people tick, you know, mm-hmm. and that, I just felt like it was so necessary. You know, most of the time a meeting, even just in simple meetings, you know, strategizing or whatever, a lot of times you kind of just you want to get to the point and be done. And we don't take time to humanize one another. And schools are that to the extreme, you know, where you're in a classroom, it's very, right, everything's very kind of structured, right? Like it's 45 minutes. There's usually a one-way exchange, two-way, you know, sometimes you get some participation depending on the classroom. But circles breaks that all up, you know, and it really asks people to touch a part of themselves that usually you don't, you know. And so what we've been doing since then, our campaign really really was based on finding funding to get people trained, to get teachers trained and get youth trained at the school, because we thought that was like really fundamental. If we were going to do anything with restorative justice, people needed to understand that it wasn't just another tool in your belt, you know, in your box, that it was a different way of looking mm-hmm. at the problems that we had, another way of looking at young people, that they had the capacity to change, that everybody has a capacity, that everybody has values. Everybody has reasons for doing what they're doing, you know, and that it's a matter of really just working together and just hearing each other and trying to figure out how can we move forward and repair the harm, or at least just how do we move forward and just be connected in a different way that we would have not normally been connected. That changes all of us. I mean, it's changed me completely, you know, in so many different ways.